Illinois State University's College of Business recently hosted its 8th annual Startup Showcase, where 15 student entrepreneurs competed for cash prizes to advance their business plan. GLT's Mary Collins spoke with 4 of this year's competitors about how their business impacts the local community.
A competition for young entrepreneurs 20, 30, even 40 years ago would have featured concrete, tangible products and inventions. Take Apple, for example. Steve Jobs was 21 when he founded the Apple computer in 1976. It was new, exciting, and really, it was physical. The thing was quite literally handmade in a garage. Today's young entrepreneur competitions are a bit different. Not every entry can be displayed on a pedestal or poked and prodded by judges as they ooh and ah over newfound ideas. Now, there are businesses that are founded completely on an idea, a feeling, or as ISU sophomore entrepreneurship major JC Starbody calls it, a movement. Starbody founded the Wave clothing brand his first week as a freshman at ISU.
I remember walking into my first sociology class, and I noticed everybody was wearing Young America, and I absolutely had no idea what that was. I just thought that was some great brand that everyone at Illinois State loved, and I was just like, I'm telling you, 200 kids in my class and over 100 of them had the same exact shirt on.
Young America is a student and residential realty company known for handing out thousands of free t-shirts to ISU students.
I would just sit in that class and just try to come up with a plan on how to get something like Young America, because I didn't want to look it up because I was afraid it was going to be something like it is. So I was just thinking, I was like, that this is a movement, they have something going on, and that's why I came up with the Wave.
He says wearing the Wave is not just the everyday shirt you throw on before jetting off to work or class. He says the Wave was created to promote positivity.
It's not just something everyone wears. It's stuff that people are wearing for a purpose. So, I can kind of relate it best with Nike. It's just do it, and you see how that whole movement is going along with that brand name now. That's why, with the Wave, it's a movement towards positivity. So if you're wearing it, then you know that someone else that has that or you see wearing it, you can talk to them. You can, have a conversation with them.
Like Nike's Just Do It, Starbody says the Wave lives by its slogan, ride the wave, join the movement.
Whenever you say ride the wave, it's because a movement is a wave, basically. A movement towards something is it's going towards a purpose. So that's why I always the Wave is a movement.
So far, he's released 2 sets of 50 Wave shirts, both sold out completely.
Most people, when they wear things, they're just wearing it to wear it. Like right now, I have a North Face on. I'm wearing it because it's kind of chilly outside. I'm just wearing it. But with my brand, I want people to have a purpose for wearing it. I don't want it to just be, oh, he's wearing a Wave shirt. I want it to be, oh, he's wearing a Wave shirt, because it means something.
Another Showcase student set his sights on the future, too, but founded a business that first repaired parts of the past. Danny Kogan is a computer kid. He launched his business, The Computer Kid, 2 years ago with hopes of bridging the gap between older generations and generations Y and Z. His business model uses tech-savvy millennials and Gen Zers to troubleshoot, set up, and repair technologies for baby boomers.
We do tutoring, we do setting up, and we always ask the client what they prefer beforehand. Some people just prefer we do it and don't tell them how to do it, while other people prefer we show them every single step of the way so we can tutor them.
The Computer Kid hires college and late high school aged kids to provide assistance on all kinds of technology, from computers and phones to gaming systems and emails. Kogan says after being in the business for 2 years, he's noticed a few trends. Generation Z, or those born after 1995, like to fix their own technology. Millennials often know how to do the basics, but they prefer others take action to fix the problem. And baby boomers, well, Kogan says they need a lot of help.
They love technology, right? Yeah. But they hate fixing their own things. I even find that frustrating sometimes. So the goal of the Computer Kid is to fix that gap that people have with trying to get technology to actually work for them versus when it's not working for them, right?
He says even when he was a kid, his mom would ask him to remedy all of her tech issues, oftentimes asking more than once after forgetting the first time around.
That's actually what keeps clients coming back. We love the clients that don't necessarily know what they're doing because it keeps us coming back.
Kogan says baby boomers are approaching the age of senior citizens, so the Computer Kid uses the generational gap to its advantage by pairing age groups who have mutually beneficial stakes.
Because a lot of them want to learn technology, right? They want to learn how to use their iPhone, but they just don't know how. And they also love kids, so we give them both.
He must be onto something. Kogan took second place at the Startup Showcase this year, taking home a $4,500 prize for the computer kid. He hopes to expand his business with that money, potentially setting up an ongoing service to nursing homes where computer kid employees can teach the senior population how to delve into the tech world. I'm Mary Cullen.
This year's winning business was Drake's Toys, a subscription box service delivering toys specifically selected for children with special needs. This is Sound Ideas.